I just got the two.
So on SNS, we tried for 3 weeks to work on financials for them. The difficulty is that the person who owns it, it's his son who is doing the financials with me. His son is a full-time pharmacist. And so we kept trying to get back and forth. The difficulty in what he gave me, the numbers didn't look right, and there were, he was remodeling and putting that as an expense, and he was putting it under different categories, but we're talking about way over $100,000 in several years. So that doesn't
okay,
count.
Okay, you did this on a cost approach. And how much did it? How much did it go up?
It would have been worse than what we've got down. So I'm just going to stick with my numbers and.
Do we know how many units?
Get back here.
All right, while you're trying to do that, I'm going to try to call this guy back. I've got a Brian Fisher's number here. I probably should just call that. Yeah, I'm just going to do that.
That sounded forever.
That's interesting.
His number should be on that.
Okay, it's on the assessment form. That's the number I called. That's a fax number.
I gave you the.
Okay, you gave me it on a card here. 312.
Sticky note.
Okay, Brian Fisher. Okay, 99. Oh, I know. Okay, I know what firm that is. Hey, this is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization. I was hoping I could get a hold of Brian Fisher.
I just gave him another phone call, and he's still on it. You want his voicemail?
Nope. We're here in session at the Taney County. I'm almost guaranteeing that other call is his client that we just called. We just called, so I think if you somehow can buzz him that he may want to. We don't have a direct number to give him to call in here, so we have to call in. So I'm hoping he can take that and then maybe join his client in or something.
Well, let's see what we can work out, sir. You hold on just a second.
Sure. Hey, Brian, David Akers.
Hey, David, how are you today?
Hey, I'm good. Taney County BOE, and I apologize. I would have called you directly first, but the number on the form or on our sheet here ended up being your client. But I'm hoping that I might be able to tell you what a great job you did, because we've looked at the properties around them at this point, and we've got an adjusted value that's substantially less than what was sent to him, if you guys want to consider that.
Yeah, I think so. He had actually just buzzed me because he was like, hey, are you available a few minutes early? They
right.
called me, and I said, yeah, I actually am available. Can we get him on the phone? I can conference him in if you can.
Yeah, please do. Go ahead.
Okay, if I hang up on you, I'll call you back. I've got the number for
okay.
you at 546-7290.
No, that's going to send you into the clerk's office. So, I mean, the problem is I have to call you back. He tried to patch us in. So if you do cut me off, I'm just going to call back into your – but let me tell you just real quick. What we did is we looked at the property around it, like the old Connell building above it, and we've put it in line with the values up there. And that's – the value got sent to him was $418,180, but we're – going to make a motion to knock it down to $70,000 unless you got something different.
I don't think we are. I'll tell you the only thing we wanted to talk with you all about was just the change in classification this year. Because just from our perspective is just that nothing's changed in terms of the use of the property. And, you know, obviously if the rules were reversed, and clearly, you know, you're the county not a taxpayer, so we get that. But my only concern for him is that 2 years from now, if you guys come in and say, well, now we think it is worth $500,000, his only method for arguing is going to be arguing about an assessment or, you know, the actual assessment amount, because my understanding from what the documents I have, this is the first year it's changed. So this is his only chance to really talk about not having it classified as commercial.
Well, I mean, it just depends on use as far as we're concerned, but the assessor feels that she's looking at highest and best use. This is the highway frontage. The property around it is commercial, or at least the one with Connell, and I think that's what she's – they went along the highway, I guess, along 65 in the process of reassessing properties, and this one was one that was caught because it's right next to the highway. We're a little perplexed about this piece because the highway department owns the other that are just outside the exit ramps and the entrance ramps on the highway there, but this is the only corner that's actually owned by a private individual. So we're a little perplexed as to how he owns it and the highway department owns the other ones. But that's where she has come up with a commercial. I don't know. We can certainly make a decision on that.
We're not going to protest obviously that revaluation. I mean, that's functionally it's getting us where obviously he thinks is more appropriate for where it should be. My only concern, like I said, is just that it's, you know, value.
That's what it's being offered for.
You know, it could be changing really quickly. You know, and if the roles were reversed and he wanted it to be shown as something other than what it's classified, he'd have to show that there was a change in use. And so that's kind of our concern, is that there's been no change in use. And I do understand the economic use, but I mean, Section 137.16 sets forth 8 factors. Only one of those is immediate, most suitable economic use.
Well, we don't know if it's for – he's got it listed for sale online for – almost $1 million, and it's listed as commercial property by his own listing. So we're a little, I think we're going to have a hard time with that. We're already reducing him down simply because it's not been sold or used in any way, shape, or form, and try to make it consistent with the property around him right now. Obviously, that would change if somebody bought it or he started developing it, but I think that's kind of where we are on it. I don't know that we would change the classification, but I think that we will, at least for the time being, put it consistent with the other properties.
Okay. Well, let me get him on the line real quick just so he can hear and know that we've talked about it. Things that I've, you know.
Sure.
I appreciate
I get it.
Job of,
I get it.
He filed this and you guys are already doing it, but let me get him on the line real quick.
Sure.
That was a significant find.
While we're waiting, can you mention to him that if he sells it, he needs to disclose to the people that it's not assessed where it should be?
Okay.
That's a disclosure, because he obviously knows from talking to us now.
I mean, Of course, what somebody will pay for it is, I mean, I don't know if he...
And this is the parcel next to it.
I mean, I'm sure what he's trying to sell that spot for is a service station. That's what he thinks.
That's the parcel next to it. He owns the same one, the one next to it. He's trying to sell them both.
Okay.
Well, and this one is zoned.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to. I've told him we're going to, but I don't have to. We don't have to at this point.
Well, he's not selling it as residential. He's selling it as commercial.
Selling it as commercial, but I mean, the value I'm talking about. But I mean, right now there's...
Okay, I think I've got everybody on the line. Can we confirm? Brent, are you there?
I'm here, yep.
Okay. I may have fibbed to you a little bit here because we just looked at it. We thought that he was claiming that it should be the value of the property next door, but he got an opinion of market value on here of $800,000. So I'm a little reluctant to drop the value. We're very reluctant to drop the valuation as much as we were talking about, especially when you've got it on sale.
I don't know. I was taking a guess. I'm not...
Sure, I get it. We know what you got it for sale for and stuff like that. I mean, I understand you're guessing, and if the value is what somebody will pay for it. I get that. We're just trying to come to a more reasonable value. I mean, she did assess those along there, and it's only at 416, which is half the value of what you had. So I'm a little... We just found this listing as we went through.
Well, can you tell me where you're looking at the listing at? So like maybe I can pull it up and I'm looking at the same thing you are.
Just a second.
It's on the open market.
Well, I mean, but you're looking at something. So I'm saying, what are you looking at?
We're looking at our multiples.
Go ahead. This is a board member, Jerry Moore. Where is it?
Hold on a second. I just want to see if it's on. So it's in my data.
What MLS number is that?
I don't know that I can give that.
Okay.
Because I'm not working with you as a client.
The assessor, of course, doesn't have access to the information.
Correct. And we have not disclosed dollars.
And I'm basically looking at the opinion of market value as of January 1 that was listed on the appeal form, which says $800,000. So...
I was just splitting the...
Well, I think... Let me say this part. I think part of the confusion is also that you all are assessing two separate parcels. But what I believe is for sale, this is actually 7.3 acres total. It's just bisected by a road, so you guys have two separate parcels. But I think any listing that you're looking at and the valuation my client may have been providing was what was purchased, you know, 7 years ago or 6 years ago, whatever it was.
There's only
7 acres. So that may be a little bit of the confusion that we're having.
Well, even if you split those, let's say that the market value that was estimated there was for both of them together, and candidly, we should have called before we were looking at the values around because we thought that that's what the argument was, but apparently we were looking at the wrong thing and what you were appealing. Yes?
The assessor is asking that we leave it where she has it because... Again, we're half what is validated even by the appeal that's signed and by what's online.
Okay. Right. Okay. And then the classification issue.
It's been rezoned because you see it on Beacon as being zoned commercial and office.
Okay. So it has been zoned commercial?
It is. I showed you that picture that it's here and it's green.
Okay.